As we settle into this meditation on the three faces of God, settle in your seat, take a deep breath, and open your attention and your feeling. And let your imagination reach out to notice the physical world, the sky, the sun, the moon, the stars, the clouds, trees, the hills, grass, the creatures, the birds. All of this is the embodiment of the mystery of existence. God's body can be seen and felt in the trees, the rocks, the creatures, felt in the wind. Spirit is audible in bird and animal songs, visible in natural forms, as well as in all our fellow human beings and all that we do. We are nature too. In your mind's eye, gaze out upon the panorama of our amazing, beautiful planet and contemplate the dance of the evolution of this physical world across time. Across the vast epochs of evolutionary time, the Big Bang flung forth our whole universe, spewing space-time itself into being. All matter and energy of our cosmos, including vast amounts of dark energy and dark matter, suns and galaxies and supernovas, including, after billions and billions of years, what eventually became our sun, our Earth, our moon. Across billions of years of evolutionary time, our earthly mother matter congealed as a wet blue planet with a hospitable atmosphere, oceans, a vast, beautiful womb that gave birth after a few billion years of unimaginable fire, remarkably, to liquid oceans and then to living cells. And across more billions of years of evolution, those cells evolved into more complex cells and then tiny animals, and gradually, over hundreds of millions of years, into a vast, intricate, beautiful community of plants and animals. And then, over more hundreds of millions of years, into all the plants and animals we see today, including us, Homo sapiens, all interacting in an immense, remarkable, unified community. This unfolding web of life shows us the mysterious qualities of spirit, the great beauty, the very qualities, the same essential nature that gave birth to all of it. We can see spirit all around us in the paradoxical, contradictory proliferation of forms that is our whole natural world and everything we see. Divinity is visible not just in the physicality of our world, but in the energy body of spirit. There is, subtler than this gross level, a subtle dimension, and all natural processes and every living thing is visibly suffused, if you get sensitive enough to really feel it, with a moving life energy. And in living beings, that life energy reaches out and dances and desires and feels. We can see that energy in every living thing, rippling and flowing through plants and trees and through the chakras and meridians of every creature, shining from their eyes. The animating energetics of our world show up as moving energies in the bodies and feelings and minds of all people and creatures and plants and even natural forces. We live in an ocean of conscious energy. The animating energetics of nature are vast, intricate, and incomprehensible. Our daily life, seen deeply into this hidden dimension of things, is a multidimensional dance of feeling conscious light. And we can consciously see that, contemplate that, and appreciate that. We can participate in it, and we can feel it. And contemplating all of this as images and ideas, we can notice the patterns that connect it all. We can see the hidden structures. We can do philosophy. We can, as we are right now, contemplate the patterns that connect it all, the structures and meanings of it all. And this is spirit in third person. We contemplate it. We contemplate him. We contemplate her. So be it. We contemplate it all. And this is spirit. As you more and more deeply contemplate the totality of being, you may begin to notice that there's no ultimate separation, no finally real difference or radical distinction at the level of identity between you and everything. The little I is not separate from the limitless I am-ness of it all. You are everything. This vast, incredibly complex, swirling, energetic dynamic, physical dynamic, infinitely bigger than your body-mind or neighborhood or experiential level of your moving through life, it's nowhere more fully and actually itself than when it is showing up as you, as your very body-mind. You are all of it. You are the light and life itself, alive, awake, and flowing. You're the life force itself, alive everywhere, springing forth from the prior ground of being in every moment, dancing life into life at every moment, surrendering itself back into the unmanifest in every moment. But nowhere more at its center, nowhere more fully the light, nowhere more fully released into synchronicity as itself, than where you are sitting. Now, you are the light, the life, the self. The light is being light, most quintessentially, here and now, in the breathing of your body, the shining of your eyes, the radiance of your mind and feeling, the pulsing life that you are. Conscious in all her cells, Gaia is conscious nowhere else more than here, as you. You are nature, the web of life. So let go into being the one who is not separate. Being Gaia, being the web of life, being all of it. And let go into not just being the body of the mystery, not just being non-separate. This dynamic form that is hearing these words is the conscious body of the Big Bang in one of its billions and billions and quadrillions of expressions, not separate. The Big Bang is nowhere more itself than here, being you, enacting and showing up as you. But more fundamentally, the you behind the skin-encapsulated ego, the I behind the I, is the witness of all your experience, the awareness in which even the movements of your attention are arising. There is a vast and still space of consciousness, a witnessing field in which your experience is arising, in which your thoughts are arising, in which the body, mind, the birth, the lifetime, and the death are all arising. The space in which the Big Bang arose, the space in which all arising takes place, that conscious seer is you. You are seeing all of this. You're the conscious feeler who is feeling all this. You are the conscious hearer who is hearing all this. This one is not separate or different from the one who is the seer, the feeler, the hearer of all experience. The very self behind the I in you and behind the I in me and the I in everyone. And you always have been. You've never moved, not as the conscious seer and feeler and witness and experiencer. You have just been, conscious and still. You've always been you. You've always been open, still, infinitely deep. You are the ultimate depth that was before all birth and will be beyond all death. The experience of mind and body and personality and individuality arises in the consciousness, the self, who you truly are. All your unique particularities are real and necessary. They deserve to be honored. But do not forget that they are superficial to the depths of who you are, most profoundly. You are the I am whose center is everywhere, here and here and here, always at the center, and whose circumference is nowhere, no limit, no boundary. Right now you are arising as this voice in this recording, and this listening and these bodily sensations, this whole complex of isness just bubbling forth like an ever effulgent spring of clear water. In this, we are not separate or separable. My voice, your listening, these ideas, this contemplation, all co-arising, just suchness doing its dance as us. We am all that is arising now, right now, and right now, and right now, in every moment. Witness and witnessed, experiencer and experienced, no difference, suchness, just this. So be it, we awaken as I amness. And we are spirit. That was the experience of spirit in first person. What is spirit in second person? It's a profound and paradoxical matter to turn and intimately connect with you, the unfathomable mystery of existence. Even if you've never considered it before, your relationship with that second person, with spirit as your intimate other, must be a love relationship. After all, spirit or God is everything, and at its essence, isn't that love? What would it be to open into a really powerful personal meeting with the person of that love itself, with the intimate otherness, the very heart that expresses itself in your heart and in every heart? In integral communion, we open and turn to face this spirit who is love, knowing that spirit is also primordial, animating life of everything everywhere. We turn and we face the being who has powered our every step, our every thought. So with me, turn to our intimate beloved. Let's open our breath and feel, commune with you, the very power that drives the universe. We're not doing it perfectly, of course, that's impossible, but the practice is for us to do our best, to open as fully as possible, and to feel whatever limits we can't open beyond, and open as much as we can. Our practice is to turn toward you, toward God, Spirit, Mystery, our ultimate beloved. To open emotionally to Spirit, to relax all these automatic defenses and chatter of the mind. So let's do our best to face the Spirit who is light, doing our best to feel into and beyond all limitations, doing our best to let feeling extend even further, relaxing and opening out to infinity, doing our best to inhale and exhale the holy breath, doing our best to face the boundless and universal presence of you, our most intimate, mysterious other, our beloved. And in this communion with you, for us to conduct your infinite energy into life, into these body minds, into the belly, into the arms and legs, the hands and feet, the head, every nerve ending opening out into omnidirectional communion with you. Can we face this one who gazes back from the infinite place, from before our birth, from after our death, the same one who we've seen all our lives shining in the eyes of our most intimate friends, our most intimate beloveds, our mother, our children, our lover, every deep, sacred friendship, that other light in the eyes of the beloved. It's been your eyes, the light refracted through all those other body minds was your light, beloved. Can we face you? Can we turn to meet your eyes? Can we feel into you, the one who has given birth to us, that one to whom we will return in our dying? Let us open ourselves to face our most intimate friend, mother, father, dear beloved, the only one who knows us by heart, the only one who has been with us from the beginning, always. Here is the one with whom we've been in relationship every moment of our lives, even when we've been oblivious. Every day of our lives, we've only been swimming in the ocean of Spirit's body, love's body, the body of light. So let us soften our hearts, open our breath, and turn to face our most intimate, vastest, wisest, infinitely patient, and forgiving friend. Before us is the one who gave birth to us, the one who is living us, the one who has been being us from the beginning. Let us dare to open our gaze into those eyes that gaze back from a place beyond the death of all our hopes and dreams and ideals and identities. The one who doesn't buy our act or story, not for a minute, and yet who forgives us and calls us forward at the really, really tender depths of being, to be true, to be good, to be beautiful, to be whole. Can we gaze without blinking into eyes fooled by nothing, undistractable, unsentimental, gazing back at us, into us, and through us? Can we let you be present? Can we consent to your presence right here and right now? Can we open these body minds to the infinite energy that arrives when we let ourselves be present with you, in love with you, breathed by you, lived by you, called by you, empowered by you. Can we come alive in that so completely that the divisions dissolve? That it is only you, that we am you, and you are being us, that there is not two, not three, not many, but you simply being, just like the witness and the witnessed, the lover and the beloved, the dance of all the loved parts, non-separate, glowing, the fire and fierceness and life of this infinite energy expressing itself through everything we do. Let our defenses soften, our whole being open into sacred, transcendent communion with the divine totality, with our deepest, intimate beloved, right here and right now. May we allow such surrender. May we allow such forgiveness. May we allow such grace. May we allow such love. May we allow such brightness and rest in service, in continuity, with an isness beyond imagining. And this is communion with God in second person, the second face of spirit. So be it. We love and are loved by you, mysterious beloved, and you are spirit. And as we sit and breathe into the transcendence and inclusion of all these sacred perspectives, may we be relieved of all dilemma and confusion. As we rest in the peace and freedom and fullness beyond the mind, may we be infilled by a power and a passion and purpose that uplifts and transfigures our bodies and minds. We are not just the conscious seer, feeler, hearer, witness. We are the seer and the seen. Just this arising, no difference. We are the feeler and what is felt, the hearer and the sound, the witness and the witnessed. Just this endless stream. No separation. A prior unity unfolds as us and in all our relations, this endless play of experiencers and experiences, centerless, non-separate, arising together and apart now and forever. We've always been empty, shining, free, this, right now, and now, and now, and always, and we have always been, never threatened. Nothing can be done to make this so. Nothing needs to be done. It's always already been the case. And as we surrender into this, we may find ourselves surrendering into the service of something that utterly transcends us. We may tap into an infinite power source, an infinite well of comfort and confidence, inspiration and calling, empowerment and clarity. First, second, and third person, all three, both, neither, perfect, flawed, no difference, no matter. In this, we may surrender into a responsibility for this morphing world, turning a very tight evolutionary corner, lived and breathed and used and powered by the intelligent heart of all things, we may show up as the presence right now of a positive evolutionary future. And this is an integral evolutionary spiritual vision that includes and transcends first, second and third faces of an utterly mysterious God beyond all perspectives. Thank you for joining me, Terry Patton, at integralpractice.com and on downloading this guided meditation on experiencing the three faces of God.